This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends. friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, well, we have none other than Stephanie Joy. Hi, Steph.
Hi, Bradley.
How are things going?
They're going.
All right. Folks, I just want to let you know that if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And, friends, as well, you can go over and pick up your phone. Give us a call at any time over the next 2 hours, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, just wanted to let you know that there's much to talk about, much to cover. One of the hot topics right now concerning what's going on across the land, namely, is the lesbian mayor in Houston, who's attacking pastors. Well, we've been talking about that over the last 3 days. And again, what happened is the American people responded. They stood up against this lesbian mayor who is committing crimes against nature and crimes against her own people. Of course, if she's at war with God, she's going to be at war with the people. And we see that she has stood down, and she's trying to distance herself along with the attorney that tried to bring forth the subpoenas to these pastors, demanding that they actually turn over the documentations of their sermons that they give to their congregants on a weekly basis, which is completely unconstitutional. Folks, we've been talking about this for a long time, and we told you exactly what's going to happen, and we're beginning to see the teeth day by day concerning these victims, as you know, the homosexuals, the victims of what? The victims of law, the victims of our constitutional republic, and they are at war with anybody that disagrees through totalitarian methods. They love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then cry victim as they perpetuate the crimes. And that is exactly what's happening in your country today. But the good news, my friends, is this. They stood down. They backed off. Why? Because the American people responded. And when the American people respond, what's the result? The result is resolve. You put them in their place. But I think this is the greatest question from all across the country concerning those that are listening to us out of Houston, Texas right now. How is it that you allowed a lesbian to take headship over the people there? Because it's not representation concerning the homosexuals or totalitarian individuals or the Saul Alinsky students or anyone that actually is appointed by this criminal administration. It's not about representation. It's about taking headship and playing God to the people, playing the demigod, trying to rise above the rules that we're all ruled by, namely the laws of our Constitution.
That surprises me, too.
I think everybody's asking the question. Thinking, I've heard this over and over and over again. How is it she got in there? Well, I can tell you this. Probably not lawfully.
Right. You know, you're thinking Texas. You're thinking, you know, don't mess with Texas. These are the boys that are like the cowboys, and we're going to drive you out of here.
Well, that's what the pastor said is don't mess with Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm so glad the pastors rose up. But my question is, just like you're asking, is how did she even get there in the first place? And you're right. It probably wasn't lawfully. But when you look and say, this doesn't add up, the mayor of Houston is a lesbian who is attacking pastors and going against their freedom of speech, trying to subpoena their sermons. I mean, this doesn't add up.
Totally,
if we were in New York or San Francisco, I'd maybe understand it a little bit more.
I get what you're saying.
But here we're in Texas. Like, this is not... You know,
yeah, but what does add up is what I shared with the people over the last week is the fact that when you look across to Canada, you can see what the homosexuals did when they got their way. The first thing they did is they stepped on the country's preamble where they acknowledged God Almighty. And then the first thing they did once they got their way concerning homosexual marriage, which it is not about, they think they're getting their way when in fact they're digging the pit that they themselves are going to be pushed into.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty friends. Steph wanted to highlight really quick with this queer lesbian mayor in Houston, Texas, was actually trying to shove down, I'm sure it was in the fine print, Stephanie, by the way, but she was trying to shove this down the throats of the American people. But listen to some of the details in this bill. It was called the bathroom bill, friends.
Right.
Listen carefully.
So when you think of bathroom bill, you think it just extends to, well, men who want to use women's bathrooms are allowed to do so. That's
well,
not
no, no, no. Wait a second. You said, you know,
I'm not saying
you just want to, don't demean it or belittle it, right?
Right.
I mean, it's pretty sick.
That's obviously sick. Totally sick. I didn't mean to say just, but when you say bathroom bill, you think, well, it confines itself to bathrooms. That must be what they're talking about, because that's the impression that you get when you hear the word
bathroom bill. Okay, now this is why you're called a bigot and a hater.
Right.
Just so everybody understands, when you begin to uncover them for what it's really about concerning the radical homosexual agenda, this is when the state-run media puts hit pieces out on you, where they begin to polarize and demonize, and if they have to, they'll even stick a jihad out on you. But don't fear, friends. God is bigger than these little minions, okay? Just so everybody can stay on the same page. But again, this is the kind of stuff that you uncover, and then they begin to label you as a hater and or a bigot.
That's right. So
I'm a bigot.
That's right. Yes.
Are you
I'm
a bigot?
Bigot too. That's right.
Do you want to be a bigot?
I stand for the truth
Amen.
And the word of God. Now, Ms. Parker, the mayor of Houston, again, this bathroom bill not only requires women, this is what it includes. It requires women to let sexually confused men use their bathrooms, locker rooms, and shower facilities.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine you're a married man, you know, married couple, you have family, whatever. You know, let's say that your wife goes to work out somewhere, you know, some gym someplace, and all of a sudden some male walks in and starts using the shower right where your wife's
at. He's going to get beat up pretty bad.
Of course.
Yeah.
But we have to understand
See,
the
but they're
length.
Trying to make laws that if you touch that perverted individual for violating common sense laws of morality, that, you know, they want to protect those that are perpetuating the crimes more than those that are actually victimized. But we live in a society where they show more compassion for the criminal than they do the victim.
Right. And this is,
that's pretty sick.
This is very sick. And if you're looking for more information on this, we have a nice article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Mayor Anise Parker should resign today, done by Brian Fisher. So please check it out. Lots of shares of
American.
Understand the depth and the length that these people are willing to go. It's almost like you're almost aghast. Like, are you kidding me that you would even think of such a gesture, even bring that forward?
Yeah.
I mean, what's in her mind that she thinks it's okay for sexually confused men to use the showers that women use when it comes to, you know,
well,
locker rooms?
What's the difference between what she's doing and what she's trying to advocate?
Nothing.
What she is advocating is what she is doing.
That's right. So you have to look at the mind and say, what in the world is going
on
in this woman's mind?
Well, that's why these people in the 60s in schools across the country, these people were to be turned in by children. They were taught in public schools to turn these people in concerning their crimes against nature to the authorities.
Of course, and you could get some, you know, some perverted guy, of course, who could just say, oh yeah, I'm just sexually confused, want to jump in that locker room. It's like, no. Well, the law says this and that, you know, it's the bathroom bill. No. She way overstepped her bounds. She needs to be smacked down, and we thank God these pastors.
Well, and they're also baiting kids to out of their curiosity to see what this is all about,
right,
in hopes of actually perverting children. And if you think it's too far out there for me to say that, friends, you might want to look at what they're aiming at through the NEA and through Kevin Jennings
starting
and NAMBLA.
Right,
and just last week we exposed another law, as she called herself, professor, that wants to normalize pedophilia. Don't tell me it's way out there, friends. The writing's on the wall. This is a UN global initiative. We just exposed the week before how the Pope came in, the political figure himself, and he began to tell the people that the homosexuals have special gifts and talents to offer to Christians.
Yep.
I mean, folks, this is like, you know, Satan saying, hey, listen, I got something to offer to you, Jesus.
That's right.
You know, and that is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous doctrine. We need to remain in the light, and we need to stand up together and reprove the works of darkness. And speaking of reproving the works of darkness, friends, did you know that Barack Hussein Obama, this guy, you know, the president of the United States, he spends a lot of time overseas just inciting people towards the American people, doesn't he? Or fabricating lies and just you know, acting like he's kind of like the, well, I don't know, the like Pharaoh of old or something.
I
mean, it's just like he thinks he's the, you know, he's got the right to go out and police other worlds and bomb other countries. And I don't know where he got that constitutional authority from or where he derived it from, but it's not from the people in the United States of America. But yet he's all over the country now, or all over the world. Now, what's interesting here is, did you know that Brother Barry Satoro, did you know that he said that in France that the United States of America is one of the biggest Muslim nations? Now, I want you to understand something before we start rolling on this very topic, is that Saul Alinsky's got a tactic. You want the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of you than there really is. And so, interestingly enough, going back to Barack, Brother Hussein, who gave an interview just a few days ago with the French television channel Canal Plus. And in that interview, Obama echoed the words of his former DHS advisor, Mohammed El Abayari, when he said that Americans should be educated about Islam, and noting that the U.S. could and should be regarded as a Muslim nation. Obama called the United States of America one of the biggest Muslim nations. That is, you know what, when you parallel that, it's the homosexual radicals, too, that want the American people to believe that 10% of the population is homosexual, when in fact it's less than 1.7% of the population. Now, let me show you some numbers, friends. Again, just to show you how this works, okay? Keep in mind the tactic. Cause them to believe that there's more of us than there really is. Let me again go back in history and go back to Adolf Hitler, friends. Do you realize that people, after their country was destroyed and 12 million people were killed by Hitler's, well, his military, did you realize that people took the time after the fact, when they departed from God, they allowed him to do what he wanted to do? He didn't only kill 12 million, but he also destroyed Germany and populations from across the world that were combating him in his tyrannical ways. Did you know that after it was all said and done with, do you realize that there was nothing behind him?
Yeah.
Everything that he did was promulgated on a lie. That's why he used Joseph Goebbels.
Yep. Good propaganda.
That's it. And these are the people that said the bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it. And it's also interesting to know when you go to Mengele, who was an SS officer, sick to the core, demonic, the devil incarnate, friends. He said the more that we do to our own people, the less they believe we're doing it.
Yep.
And friends, you've been told from this radio show day after day, week after week, who's doing it. And it doesn't take a genius to figure it out because we know a tree by its fruit. Okay? But let's go back to this. Obama says that the United States is one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world, really.
It's just a smack in the face.
They always use fear and they want to oppress the people. They want the people to just go ahead and forfeit everything and just say, what's the sense? Well, here, I want to tell you what the sense is, okay? 1.5% of the population, that's 4.5 million professing Muslims in America. There's 312 million people in America, friends. But America is now one of the biggest Muslim nations with a total number of 4.5 million professing Muslims. Boy,
liar.
Now listen, since there's approximately 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, the number of Muslims in the United States is approximately 0.3% of the world's Muslim population. So by comparison, there are in between approximately 6 million Jews in the United States who account for approximately a third of the world's Jewish population, whereas many Americans regard it as a society based on Judeo-Christian values. So therefore, it is doubtful if there is one sane American who would define America as a Jewish country. Since there are approximately 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, the number of Muslims in the U.S. is approximately, again, 0.3% of the world population. So by comparison, there are between approximately 6 million Jews in the United States who account for approximately a third of the world's Jewish population, whereas many Americans regard it as a society based on Judeo-Christian values. It is doubtful if there is one sane, I said sane American, who would define it as a Jewish country. But by President Obama's yardstick, France, Germany, the UK, Spain, Italy, and Holland should all be regarded as Muslim nations. In France, which has the biggest Muslim population in Europe, it's 4.5 to 5 million Muslims, which account for 7.5% of the population. In most other Western European countries, Muslims account for approximately 3.5% of the population.
3 to 5%, yep.
3 to 5% of the population. So how is it, friends, that for some reason we have just become one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world? Friends,
so
every single time you pull the curtain back on this criminal administration, you will find that there is nothing behind them. And I'm going to go on and on and on and prove my point. This show should be nothing but an encouragement for those that have fell for the lies that the state...
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Thank you for joining us. By the way, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, I also want to let you know that you can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean. Again, friends, we have about 170, 175,000 friends now that are interacting. And we just want to say thank you very much as we high-five each other in the process of fighting for our posterity, bringing forth law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace in the land, because there's no other way to do it, friends. Outside of that, if you'd like to be a part of our Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and or if you'd like to call in at any time, friends, please do 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, because we just got a load of columns right now that are just blowing the American people away. Again, friends, we're always giving you not only the problem but the answer. In the process of doing that, I'm going to share some of these headlines with you right now. As a matter of fact, we got the UN, which continues to put its noose where it doesn't belong, and it claims that the police in Ferguson may impose some sort of problem. What would the UN be doing that for? I'm just kind of curious. We know that the UN was actually contrived out of World War II, so you got to ask yourself, what is that all about anyways? It's there to bring forth a global initiative, and who's responsible for bringing it forth, friends? None other than the United States of America and the politicians that the American people allowed to establish the United Nations. Friends, we also have Garth Brooks loves Obama to death. I'm going to play some audio in just a moment. Again,
you got to repeat that.
Garth Brooks loves Obama to death. I'm going to let him say it all on his own.
Oh.
We also found out that lots of Black Friday gun sales, FBI was performing 3 background checks per second on Black Friday. On Black Friday. See, every time this administration acts up, the American people act out as well. And what do? They empower themselves concerning tyranny in their government because they know, for the most part, who is responsible for what's going on in Ferguson right now. I also wanted to let you know, friends, if you would like to go online and check out what is there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We just posted an article yesterday, and it's great because it's a picture of the modern-day racists and provocateurs. Well, it's a picture of none other than Barack Hussein Obama, Oprah Winfrey, and Michelle Obama. And, of course, we didn't leave out your favorites. It kind of highlights their crimes, who they are, who they're involved with, so on and so forth. So we give a little bit of a record on the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, and others that are a part of the modern-day racist and provocateurs. With that, we got several articles on what's going on concerning Ferguson right now. We're not overkilling it. We're giving you a different perspective, friends, than what the state run media is giving you, and obviously we can see the state-controlled media, they're trying to put a slant to what's going on concerning those poor victims over there. You might want to watch some videos concerning Michael Brown before you come to a conclusion as to what did take place, and listen to the actual eyewitnesses, as well as the cop that was exonerated concerning, the situation there between him and Michael Brown. I mean, we know Michael Brown was daring the cop to shoot him. He said, "You're too much of a blank to shoot me." We know that he, in a football stance, charged him. And how do we know that? Because that's what eyewitnesses stated. And aside of that as well, if you watch the video, you can see him bullying store owners as he's stealing merchandise from the store, as if to say, "It belongs to me. It's mine. I don't have to pay for it." So on and so forth. So, friends, do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning those issues. As well, friends, we also have sex ed conference for students. Goes way too far. I just watched this video. We posted the video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, folks, this is criminal conduct. If I was to go inside of a school and say the things that these individuals got away with, I'm telling you what, not only would there be a serious lawsuit going on, but the police would have been there to handcuff me and throw me into jail for the crimes committed against not just not just high schooler friends, but also the middle school students that were being taught how to put a condom on, how to commit, how to have oral sex, how to have sex, how to have anal sex. This is all on video. And then once the individual that actually did the promoting of this event was confronted, he told the reporter that, "Listen, if you bring this up again, I'm going to stop the interview here, because this has gone too far that you would be asking me these questions," when in fact he's the one committing the crimes. Friends, it's called sex ed conference for students. It goes way too far, friends. It is offensive, to say the least. I know that you've probably heard it all, but I guarantee you and I promise you this, watch this video, because you haven't heard it all and you haven't seen it all. As a matter of fact, there's some speculation going on right now with some of the law universities and the law firms across the United States of America bringing forth a lawsuit concerning these criminal pedophiles, is really what they are, that are trying to teach and educate our kids how to commit the crime. And by the way, when you look at these programs, they're saying, "Well, we're trying to stop promiscuity amongst the young people." Then it's like, the question is, then why are you trying to teach them? They were putting porn videos up on the screen for the kids to see. They had women up there, and then you could push a certain button, and then she would do a certain sex act.
Yeah,
over the top.
It's absolutely ludicrous to say, "Well, we're trying to stop promiscuity by getting them all curious to what's going on." I mean, hello, if you take any kid and you say, "Hey, here's a cookie jar, here's all the cookies, here's how you make cookies, this is what cookies taste like."
Like the DARE program.
All the cookies, yeah.
Like
but
the
you
DARE
know
program.
We're trying to stop little kids from wanting to eat cookies. Okay, same thing this situation.
I guess it's now the educational scheme concerning the federal government, which they're violating Article 10 again, just giving you reference, friends, to go ahead and teach kids how to commit the sexual crime now. And what they do is they say they're trying to stop it. No, this is communist propaganda, friends. It's like the DARE program. They teach you how to commit the crime. They teach you where to get the drugs, how to create the drugs. They give you the ingredients. They tell you literally. Where to get it. I'm not kidding
you.
Literally. That's really what this is all about. And it's interesting because when I'm doing high school assemblies, the first thing I'll do is I'll ask the students, the more I tell you not to do something, guess what you want to do? Guess what they say? We want to do what you told us not to do. Of course, that's spiritual law because Scripture tells us when the commandment comes, sin revives. Your carnal nature wars against the spirit. But as they say, which dog wins the fight? The one that you feed the most.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be feeding the spirit, not the flesh. But guess what they're attempting to do? They're trying to deprive the kids from the spirit and the things of the spirit so they can feed the flesh, so they can dominate through tyrannical means. Now, in saying that, friends, again, all these articles are up on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
And our beautiful Christmas decorations, too, I might add.
Also wanted to let you know, too, friends, we want to tell you thank you very much. From last month, the website is 3 months old. We're going on 4 months right now. Last month, we had 319,147 visitors just in 1 month. So it's been climbing 100,000 per month. This month alone, we've had 408,915 viewers. So we want to tell you thank you first and foremost for responding. We're still not at the end of November yet. We still got a couple more days, so we should probably match it at 100,000 as an increase this month. So again, we thank you for that. We thank you for taking the time. And by the way, you know what? It again is the education that the American people, for the most part, do not have. The law is on our side, as is God on our side, and we need to understand that. And that's exactly what we mean to do, is to equip you and show you who is doing the violating, because for the most part, the American people are not. Now, their crimes are, they allow those that are, and we need to put a stop to that. How much time do I have, Sam, before the next break? Okay, I got 3 minutes. I want you guys to listen to Garth Brooks. Okay, I know a lot of people out there really like this guy. I'm still trying to figure out why. I've never been a country fan. That's just me. I am an acquaintance with his drummer, and I'm about ready to call his drummer and say, hey, dude, what's going on with your boss there? But I want you to listen to what Garth Brooks said. Now, I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and let it play itself out, and you can take it for what he had to say, because, friends, He really said it. Here we go. CNS News actually reported this.
The Points of Light Institute honored former President George H.W. Bush for his public service at the Kennedy Center in Washington Monday. On the red carpet before the ceremony, Grammy Award-winning country singer Garth Brooks shared his thoughts on President Obama's job performance.
Has President Obama lived up to your expectations?
Yeah, I think what President Obama is finding out is all that we want to do. The system kind of doesn't allow the most powerful guy in the world to kind of do his job. And I'm sure nobody's more frustrated than him to complete those promises that he did. And I think he's trying his heart out. I love him to death, and I fully support him. And I just wish him well, because it's got to be hell in that office.
I love him to death. I fully support him. This is Garth Brooks, friends. Did you hear that?
I got to take a break here. I got to think about this for a second. This is Garth Brooks.
Garth.
So most of his fans are going to be the down-home country boys, southern, you know, the Texans, Louisiana, Alabama, you know, all those God-fearing Bible Belt, you know, gun lovers,
gun-toting
who
brothers.
Support liberty and patriotism, the bikers, the country guys, you know, the cowboys.
Yeah, we get the
And
point.
We got
yeah.
Garth Brooks saying he loves Obama to death.
Yeah,
you're going to lose half your fans.
He fully supports him. Now, what's interesting about this is he sticks both feet in his mouth right after. Apparently, he has his eyes closed to what's going on in the United States of America.
Yeah, just a bit.
But for him to come out and say that he expressed his full support for Barack Obama and his administration. His full support, Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
We have about 14,000 shares just on that article, the two articles together.
Right.
I have not seen one positive comment concerning Garth Brooks, which
too
surprised
busy,
me.
Like touring
I think
to actually learn about like Benghazi and Fast and Furious and like
I don't know.
IRS scandal and every new latest thing that comes out from the White House. I mean,
yeah, the IRS scandal's a little old, but
I'm
I guess you're fine.
But
there was one last week, so I'll give you credit for that one.
My point is the fact that like
kick back a little bit. Where's the camaraderie here?
In the sand to not know about every single scandal.
I don't think Garth Brooks' head is in the sand. I think it's just his hat fell over the top of his eyes.
His head's in his hat.
The 10-gallon hat.
Achy breaking somewhere.
We're going to come back, and I'm going to play the rest of that. from Garth Brooks, and expressing his full support for Barack Hussein Obama and his administration. Now, friends, I didn't say it. Brother Garth Brooks did. And I'm going to let him stick both feet in his mouth in just one moment here. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-233-0747. By the way, what are your thoughts? Give us a call. Be right back.
As the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James Wayne.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers, but one of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Okay. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, I know there's got to be a lot of Garth Brooks fans out there. 1-866-233-0747. Any one of you guys want to dig a hole? Because I'm about to push maybe, in. Well, maybe, because you know, it wasn't just one report. There's one that came out right after that report.
Maybe you should say, I know there are a lot of former Garth Brooks fans out there that want to call in to express their disgust. Again, 1-866-233-0747.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's go ahead and listen to that article. Well, I'm sorry, not that article. I'm posting my articles. The video from Garth Brooks being questioned by CNS reporter. Here we go.
Former President George H.W. Bush for his public service at the Kennedy Center in Washington Monday. On the red carpet before the ceremony, Grammy Award-winning country singer Garth Brooks shared his thoughts on President Obama's job performance.
Has President Obama lived up to your expectations?
Yeah, I think what President Obama is finding out is all that we want to do. The system kind of doesn't allow the most powerful guy in the world to kind of do his job. And I'm sure nobody's more frustrated than him to complete those promises that he did. And I think he's trying his heart out. I love him to death, and I fully support him. And I just wish him well because it's got to be hell in that office.
Brooks, who performed at the event, says the entire political system in America has him concerned.
You know, the whole political system kind of has me concerned right now, to tell you the truth. 200 years old, and we might think about, kind of kicking a little bit. You know, it just seems like we vote for things because they're Republican or Democratic.
I'd have believed that.
Vote for them because they're right or wrong. And we've kind of seemed to fall in that trap. So that would be one warning I would give all of us is put down where you're from and what flag you fly under, and let's get to putting the best person, man or woman, in the office, and let's start making some strides.
Any specific examples of that? Where people are looking at not what's right and wrong, but a political affiliation, rather?
Yeah, and for me, it's, you know, if my guy didn't get in, then I drag my feet for 4 years and we don't get anywhere. That if my guy gets in, you drag your feet for 4 years and we don't get anywhere. We got to stop doing that, you know. Once we get there, let's try and be 4 years down the road further than we were, and let's see what happens. Let's all work together. And that's kind of what this is all about tonight.
Nicholas Bowles.
Now, is it not true that we're ruled by the laws of mm-hmm. our constitutional republic and not opinion? And he was right in what he said. You know, if our side gets in, then they, you know, the other side drags its feet for four years before the next president gets in, and then when their side gets in, then they drag their feet for 4 years. Well, friends, they drag their feet again because the American people need to take responsibility, because really what it comes down to is the American people are allowing them to drag their feet. Now, going back to what he said, it's time to put the flag down and figure out which one that we, you know, what country and what flag we are actually under. Now, the fact of the matter is, friends, I didn't know that an administration had the right to violate the laws that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. Now, we've talked about that so many times, but I just need to lay that out right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we're also dealing with an administration, not only that is criminal, but continuously inundates the American people with the fact that we're a democracy, when in fact we are not a democracy. And we can also go back to the previous president and the previous president and the previous president that have continually and continuously inundated, again, the American people with the fact that we're not a democracy. Now, if you'd have known this how many years ago and four administrations ago, well, we could have stopped all this from where we're at today in the present. But the fact of the matter is they haven't. But where he sticks his feet in his mouth is where he says he fully supports the president. And then he starts talking about putting the flag down. And what flag is it that flies over our heads is what he was saying. Well, it's the American flag, but we have an administration, and we know that this administration's allies are America's enemies. Hello, Garth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's time to wake up to what's going on. And again, I think his hat fell over the top of his eyes.
Yeah.
And he does have his head stuck in his hat because he's not paying attention to what's going on. Now, after this, another report came out. By the way, you can check this out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now he's digging the hole a little bit deeper because the Grammy award-winning country star, he canceled his Thanksgiving appearance on The Tonight Show, claiming that he believed it to be distasteful to promote his work as if nothing is wrong in the nation. Okay? According to the local St. Louis Fox affiliate, singer Garth Brooks canceled the Thanksgiving appearance on NBC's Tonight Show because he said it seemed distasteful given the reaction to the decision not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for the shooting of Michael Brown this summer. What were we supposed to indict him because there were some black folks that didn't want to be ruled by law? Did we want to see a police officer dead and Michael Brown alive when Michael's the one that was violating the law and the police officer was enforcing the law?
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is how law is turned backwards, and this is the opposite of what real love is, and this is why the workers of lawlessness and iniquity prevail today in America through the state-controlled media, because for the most part, the American people don't know what real love is.
Yep.
Real love magnifies the law against crime, not the other way around. And you know what? Oh, well, when you sit there and you watch and you look at the facts concerning the case, you listen to Darren Wilson, you listen to the eyewitnesses, folks, it's a closed case deal. There's no reason Darren Wilson needed to be indicted. There was no reason he needed to be charged. Eyewitnesses came forth and said exactly what happened, and that was enough. Out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. But because of some black folks that don't know the case, they don't want to know the case, they don't want to know the particulars concerning the case, they don't care who's... It is an issue of color with some of these black folks, because really what it comes down to, friends, is you have a bunch of black folks that think somebody owes them something, and I also understand the fact that there's a lot of black folks that do understand what race racism is all about. I'm not taking that away. But the fact of the matter is we are ruled by the law, and we see Michael Brown violated the law. And if you don't like that, just keep doing what you're doing. And now, I don't see a whole lot of folks out there that agreed with the decision looting. I don't see a whole lot of people out there that agreed with the law that are actually stealing and breaking into stores and harassing and standing in front of highways. No, the only people that are doing that and advocating that are none other than Barack Hussein Obama, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and other racists like Oprah Winfrey. That's who's doing, because they're not ruled by law. Remember when Oprah Winfrey said that she, you know, white old men, she said they need to die. They're the problem.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a second, who's the racist? Who's the one with the issues here? And I'm just sick and tired of it, friends. But you know what, again, what it comes down to is people paying attention to what the facts are.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, is the facts. And I don't care if you're white, red, brown, blue, or purple. If you break the law, you start yelling at a police officer, threatening him, then you start charging him as a football player. What do we expect
and then,
the
and then telling
to
him you're a blank and I dare you. You're too much of a blank to shoot me.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and then you look at the picture, and there he is, and he got what he was asking for.
Yeah, as he was stealing to begin with in the first place, you need to think about all the facts in mind. Is it doesn't matter the color of someone's skin. Martin Luther King Jr. himself said, "We do not judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character." Look at Michael Brown's character content, okay? Stealing, going against a police officer, charging. Like you mentioned earlier, would we rather have a dead police officer and a lawless individual alive, or would we rather have the police officer deal with the lawless individual who is endangering not only the police officer's lives, but the business owners, the people that are there all around him, everybody else threatening them? We'd rather have everyone else be threatened and possibly the victims than have the bad guy receive justice upon his crime.
And keep in mind, again, we're talking about a small portion of the people.
Mm-hmm.
We know that in Texas, as a matter of fact, it didn't go over for the protesters because the police got involved and said, basically, you're not doing that here. And it shows you the strength and purpose of government when it is ruled by law, because when the law is enforced against those that want to violate the law, guess what? It's not tolerated. It's shut down. But when you, again, you stand back and watch these people advocate what took place in Ferguson, well, then guess what's going to happen at the end of the day? No longer are you going to be ruled by law, then you're going to be ruled by the sway of what the state-controlled media has you believe in. And just go back to the Son of God. It was the chief priests. It was those that were envious of Christ. It was those, the truth. It was the Caiaphas. It was Pontius Pilate. And it was all these guys that got together, and what they did is they persuaded, the chief priests persuaded the people to crucify the Christ, as they wanted Barabbas, a murderer, during insurrection, to be released. And guess what? Christ was crucified. The light of men was crucified. And guess who was released on the population? The murderer, Barabbas.
That's right.
And that's exactly what these people, that's what they're contributing to. That mentality. And it is a dangerous, dangerous mentality, friends. We don't want the truth to be crucified. We want the laws of our constitutional republic enforced against crime. And that's exactly what this is about. Because nowhere, when you look at the backgrounds of every one of these people that advocate what's going on, isn't it not interesting? I'm talking about the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, the Barack Hussein Obamas, Eric Holder. Is it not interesting to you, friends, that they have criminal records? And of course that's why they hate the law. And again, when they hate the law, again, we can go back to the little slogan, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, or the saying, because that's exactly what happens. They're not ruled by law. What they want is lawlessness. But what's interesting is when you see government advocate it, you need to understand that they're looking for the fools, as Barack Hussein Obama plays the pimp to these ignorant people that don't know what the law states. And by the way, he would have it so. What we're going to do is we're going to come right back after this break. We got hour one. We got hour two coming up right after this. You'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747, and we're going to get into a little detail on hour two right on the other side of this break. Be right back.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance.
Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.